If you have your Bible, turn this morning to Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13, we'll begin reading this morning, verse 36. Matthew 13 and verse 36. The Bible says, "Then Jesus sent the multitude away and went into the house, and his disciples came unto him, saying, Declare unto us the parable of the tares of the field. And he answered and said unto them, He that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, the good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this world. The Son of Man shall send forth His angels, and they shall gather out of His kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into the furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear." I want to preach this morning for a little while, if God will be my help on this thought. A strong smell of smoke. A strong smell of smoke. As I look at this and we see the Lord talking here, and He's talking to His disciples, and He's a minister to them, and He's ministering on the thought and the parable that the Lord had given on the wheat and the tares. And they come to the place, and they come to a place where they're with the Lord, and the Lord is in the house. And the disciples, the Bible says, they came unto Him, and they say, "Declare unto us the parable of the tares of the field." Now, they didn't have no question in their heart about the wheat. They knew what wheat was. Wheat was a good thing. Wheat was something that would grow up. They would thrash it, and they would take the wheat, and they'd make food. Amen. They could make bread. And well, they loved that. They accepted that. They believed that. But they come to the Lord and they ask Him about the parable of the tares of the field. The tares. So we see the Lord talking here, and He's speaking this. He's speaking. The parables that He's given is the parables of the kingdom of heaven. And I want to say the kingdom of heaven, what He's talking about here is not the true church as we think about it today. It's a reference to that God had promised, and the promises He made to keep. Amen. Ain't you glad? I'm glad that He talked about this morning that there's some promises that God made, and He'll keep them. Before we were ever conceived in our mother's womb, and before we ever become into being, before the foundation of the world, God already determined in the heart the promises He would make. And whether we believe them or not, they're still the promises of God Almighty. Amen. You can take it to the bank believing it, praise God, because God will manifest Himself to us. And we see in this kingdom of God as God's speaking. If you look at these parables, you'll see that they contain some things. Number one, they contain some true, but they also contain some false. Amen. They're both there. The right, the true, the false, the right or wrong. We see the saved there, and we see the lost there. Amen? Amen. It's not real complicated. And all these things, all these that would profess some kind of knowledge or some kind of allegiance to the King, they're all there in this kingdom of heaven. Amen? And so we see this plays out, and we see this kingdom of heaven, and the Bible teaches us on the kingdom of heaven. Praise God. And it teaches as the kingdom of heaven as being at hand. Amen. It's close by. When the Lord was teaching, when John the Baptist was preaching, praise God, he said the kingdom of heaven said it's at hand. Amen. What does it mean to be at hand? Well, if you've got something at hand, that means you can lay hands on it. That means so you can get it, you can reach out, touch it, that you can be partakers in it. Amen. And what God Almighty was trying to tell us, amen, was that the kingdom of heaven, the things, the promises of God, they were there to be had if we would receive them. There's a whole lot of people in the world, praise God, that say we believe, but we don't attain to the promises of God. We don't retain to the blessings that He has to give us. They're there. Amen? And we see, especially in this passage here, Matthew's speaking, Matthew's writing, and we know that Matthew is writing primarily to the Jew. Amen? Praise God. The book of Matthew is a Jewish gospel. So he's writing to the Jews, and he's telling, and I want to say that the scribes, the Pharisees, the Herodians, they entered into the period of the Messiah with their eyes wide open. They knew exactly what God Almighty had promised in the Lord Jesus Christ. He had promised, and when he mentions this kingdom of heaven, praise God, they knew about it. In Matthew chapter number 3, the Bible talks about this kingdom of heaven. Matthew chapter number 3 and verse number 2, John the Baptist. He said, in those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying. Now this is what John Baptist was preaching. He said, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is what? At hand. He said, it's near, praise God. It's to be had. It's close by. Amen, praise God. Look over in chapter 4 and verse 17. And the Bible tells us that after John the Baptist was arrested, he was put in jail, that the Lord Jesus Christ begins to preach. And guess what's the first thing that Jesus Christ preaches when he comes? Matthew chapter 4 and verse 17. Jesus says that from that time, after John the Baptist was put to death, amen, he said, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Amen. Isn't it amazing how God never changes His message? Amen. Praise God. His message is always the same. Praise God. And it's to me, to you, it's to the Jew first, and also to the Gentile. It's to whoever, so ever will, praise God, that the gospel is coming. But see, God Almighty had predicted this. He had prophesied this from the very beginning. Daniel, the prophet, praise God, the man of God, he knew about that kingdom, praise God, of heaven. Look back in Daniel. Back in Daniel chapter number 2. Daniel chapter number 2. You got an old Schofield page on page 902. Daniel chapter number 2 in verse 44. He said, in the days of these kings shall the king of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. And the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in peace and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. Amen? Praise God. That's a pretty good while, ain't it? Praise glory. Amen? He said it will stand forever. That kingdom, he said, that kingdom come, thy will be done. That's why we pray that. In Daniel chapter number 7, in verse number 14. Well, let's just start at verse 13. He says, I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven, and came the ancient of days, and they brought him near before him. And there was given to him, now watch this, the dominion and glory and a kingdom that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed, praise God. And you see, now God's already playing this out. And he goes on in verse Daniel 7 and 18. He said, but the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever and ever. Praise God. He goes on verse 27, book of Daniel. And the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given unto the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. And all dominions shall serve and obey him. So the Bible tells us when John the Baptist is preaching on the kingdom of heaven, when Lord Jesus Christ is preaching on the kingdom of heaven, it's not something new or made up. It's something that God had established. He had put into the Word from the foundation, praise God, and we can take it and believe on that. And God Almighty might begin to take our hearts. He might begin to help us to apply them, amen, to a way that we can bring glory to His name. Amen. It's time, if we've ever going to do anything for the Lord, It's time that we become part and partakers of the promises of God Almighty that He made to our forefathers. And I am persuaded the same promises is there for you and I that they were for them. And God Almighty's wanting to bless us, and He's wanting to draw us nigh to Himself. And He said, all those that will draw nigh to Him, He'll draw nigh to us. They've helped to be had. Praise God. Listen, children, God Almighty loves you, and He's there for you. And if you're trying to make it without Him, praise God, you don't stand a chance. But with Him, praise God, we have all power in heaven and in earth. Amen. Praise His holy name. Thank Him for His good word of truth. God Almighty. Yeah, preacher, why would God give us a kingdom, amen, like this? Because God Almighty, amen, praise God, He's trying to put His word out there, amen, praise God, so that in the human heart, amen, He's looking for fruit. Amen, that's what God's doing. That's why He put it out. That's why God put this kingdom of heaven, praise God, so we can be part. Everything that we need was brought into the sphere of this kingdom of heaven. Hello? Amen. Everything that we would ever need was brought into this sphere. Amen. It was designed when Jesus came, praise God, because they knew ahead of time that they would receive the Messiah, praise God, and He would become the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He would set up His kingdom and begin to rule and reign. But they denied and rejected the Savior. You know why they denied? You know why they denied and rejected their Savior? Because of all His good works. Amen? Why are people rejecting Him all over the place in this world that we live? Because of all of His good works. They can't tell you nothing bad that He did. Jesus never done nothing to hurt nobody. Praise God, but it was because of all the good works that He had. Praise God. Amen. So He's sowing this word in the hearts of people that we might bring forth an increase. That's the whole parable of the kingdom of heaven and the wheat and the tares. That would bring forth fruit, that God could use even right now. You know, preacher, that was way back in, but what about now? Praise God. God ain't changed. Amen. He's still sowing His word in people's heart that we might take it, apply it to our hearts, amen, the human heart, so that we might be fruitful unto others. Praise God. Sowing the hearts of His people. Sowing it. And then what He does, He takes us and He sows us into the world. Amen. Amen. He takes you and I and He sows us into the world so that we can go out into the world, so that we can be productive. So that we can produce fruit, amen, to a lost and a dying world. That they might see Christ in us, that blessed hope of glory. That they might get in, praise God, and be partakers with us in the goodness of God. I don't know about you, my God's good. I said, my God's good. Amen. There ought to be amens all over the house. Praise God. You get things about the goodness of God, you'll just jump up and shout, say, whoa, glory He is. Amen. I know it. Praise the Lord. He's been good to me. He's touched my heart. He's helped me. Praise God. He's shook me, praise God, in different directions. So we see this magnificence, kingdom of heaven, praise God, that God has established, He put here, praise God, so we can get in and be partakers of the promises. The promises was all there. Amen. Nothing to be added. Praise God. It's almost like that, like when you're cooking and you have them little simple meals that says, just add water. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Hey, listen. He said, hey, listen, everything is here for the kingdom. Praise God. All you need is the water of life. Praise God. It bubbles up. Praise the Lord. And it'll finish the product. Amen. You and I can get it. Praise God. Just get in and be partakers and just shout it all the way to the house. Just shout and praise and giving God glory every step of the way. Amen. For God Almighty. Praise His holy name. He give us the kingdom of heaven. Praise God. It was here. It was manifest. It's everything desirable, praise God, to sow in the hearts of people and sow into the world and put people in the world to be witnesses for Christ. Praise His holy name. Amen. You say, well, preacher, what about the kingdom of heaven? Amen. Well, the Jews rejected the Messiah, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So it was postponed for a while. But even in postponement, God Almighty still give us all His promises. Amen? So He said, well, what we're looking for now is we're looking for the kingdom of God. Amen. born again believers like us, we're looking, amen, we're looking for the promises of the kingdom of heaven to be manifested into the kingdom of God Almighty. Amen. That's the kingdom of the high potentate. Amen. That's the kingdom of the Most High God. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, I don't care nothing about being a king or a queen or nothing like that. Amen. I want to be an heir and a joint heir with my Savior and the Father's kingdom. Amen. I'm not looking for my house. I might not see it this evening, praise God, but I'm a looking for my Father's house, because in my Father's house are many mansions. If it wasn't so, He'd have told me. And He's going to prepare a place for me, praise God. He said, if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come and receive you unto myself. And where I am, there you may be also. Amen. Praise God. I'm a looking for that place that God is going to prepare for me. I'm looking for that kingdom, that kingdom of God. Praise God. Let me just say this morning. We cannot produce the kingdom of God. A lot of people in the world are trying to, you know, if we do this and we do that, amen, we can produce, we can manufacture, we can create the kingdom of God. And I won't say we cannot. We cannot produce the kingdom of God. Look at Romans chapter number 14. Romans chapter number 14, verse number 17. The Bible says this. He said, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. Now what is God telling us here? What Paul telling the Romans? Now you got to remember the law. Now listen to me just say, the Romans were a gluttonous people. Amen. They liked all the worldly goodness, and they just raked as much of it to themselves as they could. A gluttonous. Don't that sound like America today? Well, I'm just going to get all of this I can, just enjoy all this I can, praise God. And we forget about the best part, which is Lord Jesus Christ and the promises that God made us. It's not in food and drink, praise God. It's God in not what we have, what we put on, or what we wear. Amen. It's not none of that. The kingdom of God is not none of that. He said, but it's the righteousness. It's righteousness. The rightness of God and the peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. He said, that's what the kingdom of God is. Amen. Praise God. The kingdom of God is righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Praise God. When the Holy Spirit moves upon your heart and you begin to imagine the promises of God, you begin to see them, amen, you begin to be partakers with Christ in them. Praise God. God begins to bless your heart. Amen. In righteousness, you begin to serve God. And that's what's right in the eyes of God. Not what's right in the world. The world's messed up. What's right's wrong, and what's wrong's right. Amen. But what God says right, praise God. You know something? What God says is right is still right. After all these years, amen, what God says is still right. You can depend on it. Amen. Because God established it. The righteousness and peace. Well, Jesus said, my peace I leave with you. He said, hey, listen, I want to give you a presence of mine. And the presence I'm going to give you as I'm going out of here is just peace. He said, when you got the righteousness of God, you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, there's a deep, settled peace in your heart. Amen. When you come across hard times and situations, praise God, there's peace. Amen. When you come across adversity, praise God, you pray and there's peace. When you come across sickness, even unto death, praise God, you pray because the saint of God, because you know where they're going, and they say peace. There's a settled peace, praise God, in your heart. That's because God Almighty, praise God, he's done that, praise God. He said, this is what the kingdom of God is about. Amen. Praise His holy name. He said, God Almighty begins to bring this forth. He begins to bring it to pass. We can't conjure it up. We can't make it. Praise God. But God Almighty gives us that peace from the throne of grace. Amen. The peace that we need. That peace that makes a difference in our life. But as I was looking and studying this, and I was thinking about this, I began to think about the title of this message. And you may think it's kind of a weird title to have for a message. I got to thinking about the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God, and how God Almighty has made us promise that He's going to establish this thing according to His perfect will and in His sovereign way. Praise God. He's going to set it all up, and He's not just setting it up for Himself, but listen to me. He's just setting it up for you and I. Praise God that we can be partakers with Him in glory. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. That's the way God designed it. That's the way God wants it to be. He wants you and I to worship and praise with Him. Praise make God praise Him and give Him glory. Amen. All the days of our life we can have rejoicing down in our souls. Amen. From the throne of grace. He said, preacher, when does this happen? At the end of this age. Amen. At the end of this age, the Bible tells us He'll begin to separate. Amen. He said, what are you going to separate? He's going to separate the true from the false. Hello? I said, He's going to separate the true from the false. There's a lot of people out there in the world. You say, well, now, preacher, you said a while ago, the true and the false and the saved and the lost. What's the difference? I'll tell you, there's a big difference. It's ones that have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ and the free pardon of sin. At the brother sang a while ago about that cross of Calvary, praise God, and those nails that hung Him on there and the blood that He shed, praise God, for your soul and mine. Amen. Praise God. It's not heart knowledge, head knowledge, but it's a heart knowledge, Lord Jesus Christ. How He died for your sins according to the Scriptures. And He rose victorious over death and the grave, praise God, because He loved you that much. Amen. Praise His holy name. So we see at the end of the age, there's going to be a separating of the true and the false. There's going to be a separating of the good and the bad. Amen. We see this in the parable they give us of the casting net or the drag net. He said again, the kingdom, Matthew 13:47, he said again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a net, which was cast into the sea and gathered of every kind. Amen. In this world that we live right now, there's every kind under the sun. And I mean, there's some crazy kind, some messed up kind. Amen. Some deceived kind. But there's also some blessed kind. Praise God. He said, verse 48 says, which when it is full, you know what that word full means, Miles? It means when it's complete. Amen. You realize God's got a plan for when everything's complete. When it's finished, praise God. When the work of Calvary is finished, He said it's finished. Amen. And He made provision for you and I to get in and be saved. He said, which when it is full, they drew to shore and sat down and gathered the good into vessels, but cast the bad away. God help. I don't want to be a castaway to you. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to make sure I'm that good part. You say, preacher, how do you get that? Because kingdom of heaven, praise God. God Almighty's made provision through the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, for us to get in. Amen. Praise His holy name. He said, so shall it be. Verse 49, so shall it be at the end of the world. The angels shall come forth and sever the wicked from among the just. Now, the just means those, we know what wicked are, right? You know what a wicked person is? You say, well, preacher, he's a man that cusses and drinks and beats his wife. No, that's pretty wicked, but that ain't what a wicked person is. A wicked person is one that denies the Lord Jesus Christ and the free pardon of sin. Amen? That defines a wicked person. You say, well, preacher, what about that wife beater? What about that cursor? Amen, praise God, you get the Lord Jesus Christ in your life and He'll take that other junk out. He'll give you a newness of heart, praise God. And the newness of heart will get your mind and your mouth in coordination with God Almighty that lives in your heart. He said the Holy Ghost of God dwells in you. He come down there to take off your shoes and to set up housekeeping. And praise God, if we'll let Him this morning, He'll come in there and clean around. He'll get rid of the junk. He'll take out the booze. He'll take out the cussing. He'll take out the hateful thoughts, praise God. He'll put in a newness of life and give us a new direction. I pray God give us a new purpose that we just praise God Almighty all the days of our life. You know why we can't praise God? Oh, we got so much junk on us. We got so much baggage hanging on us that we can't praise God. But if the Holy Ghost of God moves in our hearts, amen, praise God, God Almighty, He's the one that begins to make the difference. He said He'd sever the wicked from among the just. Now, who are these just people? The just people are those that's been justified. Amen. Old sinners saved by grace. Amen. Those old sinners that's just wicked and vile. Amen. I'm talking about the bottom under the barrel wickedness. Undeserving. But they've been saved, praise God. They've trusted Lord Jesus Christ. They've been justified just as if they had never sinned. Amen. Praise God. What a blessing. What a Savior we have. Praise His holy name. Amen. The wicked from among the just. And listen to what happens. He said, then shall cast them into the furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said unto them, Have ye understood all these things? They say unto him, Yea, Lord. Then said he unto them, Therefore, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven is like unto the man that is a householder, which bringeth forth out of his treasures things new and old. He said, listen, ever scribe, every man of God, ever person that's called, amen, has instruction from God Almighty to take the new and take the old and take the new. Praise God, take the Old Testament, take the New Testament, amen, and combine them together that we might see the majesty of a Most High God. Amen. 66 books written over a period of time, praise God, and men can't even begin to fathom and imagine, but it fits together just like a glove because it's the hand of God, amen, praise God, it makes it work. And we see God begin to put it together in an age, the end of this age, praise God. He said he would bring it to pass for His glory, praise God. But you said, preacher, what about those tares? The Lord goes back to Matthew chapter 13, verse 36. And I want to finish up with this. Amen. Now, we're preaching this morning on a strong smell of smoke. Well, let me just read this to you first. And they asked him, declare unto us the parable of the tares of the field. And he, Jesus, answered and said unto them, He that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. I want to stop right there and say, God Almighty don't sow nothing bad. God Almighty, everything that He sows, everything that He does is good. It's all for His glory. He said, the field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom. In other words, those that are partakers of His promises that God has made through Jesus Christ our Savior. But the tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that sowed them is the devil, and the harvest is the end of the world. He's talking about the end of the world, the end of the age as we know it. Think about it. We're in a time, we don't have a clue what's going on in this world today. Don't have a clue what's going on. Don't know which way to proceed. Don't know which direction to go. And some people just giving up and quit and just sitting by the roadside waiting. I want to say we're not those that quit. We're not those that pray. We're supposed to be waiting upon the Lord. That means we're working, serving, praise God, while we're trusting in Him. Amen. A lot of times people say, well, preacher, we're supposed to wait upon the Lord. Well, yeah, but He said we're supposed to be good stewards. We're supposed to be servants of the Most High God. Amen. A good steward, a good worker, a good servant, praise God, don't set idle by. But we're working, praise God, while we're waiting. Amen. Because we know that the Lord God Almighty, He expects bigger things out of us. Amen. So He says that the enemy that sowed them is the devil, and the harvest in the world, and the reapers are the angels. Amen. So can you see this picture here? Amen. I believe we're knocking on the door. I believe we're living right in the last days. I tell you all the time, the last days is the dispensation of grace. Amen. Just right at the end of the dispensation of grace. He said, As therefore, verse 40, the tares are gathered in and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this world. The Son of Man shall send forth His angels, and they shall gather out of His kingdom all things that offend and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. He said, listen, said this thing has come to a place. He said, it's coming to a head. And I want to say this morning, it's a strong smell of smoke that's in the air right now. As God Almighty, I believe, is kindling the furnace. He's kindling the fire of these folks that's hating and denying and rejecting God Almighty. And God's a kindling the fire. Amen. The smoke is beginning to roll off. I was thinking the other day, I was up there in the upper field, and somebody across the way was burning some brush and must have been some other things, because I've never smelled a wood fire that smelled like this one. But I was up there and I could smell that smoke as it began to drift down my way. And it began to irritate my nostrils. I mean, just a foul smell began to irritate my lungs. My eyes began to burn. It was a strong smell of smoke that was coming down through the valley. I want to say there's a strong smell of smoke, praise God, that's starting to come out, praise God, of that pit, that furnace. And God Almighty, and His indignation, praise God, He's getting ready to deal with those that are denying and rejecting Him and turning back. Hey, amen. If there's ever been a time that God's people are to pray, it's now we live. Because I don't know about you, when that fire began to irritate my lungs, and it began to irritate my nose, and it began to make my eyes water, I got to thinking, oh God, please Lord have mercy on us. Oh God, send the Holy Ghost of God to touch our loved ones. Send the Holy Spirit of God to move in their heart. I couldn't imagine being cast into the fire. Eternal fires burning in hell. Lost without God. The smoke of the fire is bad enough to burn your lungs and to hurt your eyes and to cause you grief. And that's not counting the flames that'll burn upon them. Amen. That strong smell of smoke is going up all over this country. And we're not concerned. Amen. Jesus said everything that we need, God Almighty has provided. Amen. The promises of God are here. Amen. If we'll just take what He's given us. Amen. The book of Mark, chapter number 9. I'm trying to hurry and finish right here. Mark chapter number 9, the Lord Jesus Christ. He says this in Mark 9, verse 42. He said, whosoever shall offend one of these little ones that believe in me, it is better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and he were cast into the sea. He said, if thy hand offend thee, cut it off. For it is better for thee to enter into life maimed than having two hands and go into hell. Where into the fire that never shall be quenched, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. He goes on, verse 45, he says, if thy foot offend thee, amen, not only what you do, but where you go. Hello? God's trying to get the attention of the church. He said, if thy foot offend thee, cut it off. It's better for thee to enter halt into life than having 2 feet to be cast into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. He said, if I offend thee, pluck it out. It is better for thee to enter into the kingdom of God without one eye than having 2 eyes and be cast into the hell fire, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. You know what God Almighty is talking through the book of Mark. Now, book of Mark, I've told you it's a book of action. He said, these things happening today. He said, it would be better, praise God, to enter into life. He said, because where the worm dieth not, in the fire, he said, their worm. I want to say this morning, that's personal. Amen. That's personal to each individual in this world. Amen. He's talking about their own consciousness. How we enter and how we live in this world and how we go out of here. The consciousness of the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. He said, hell, where their worm dieth not, where their consciousness will eat and gnaw on them all the days throughout eternity without end. Amen. I smell a strong smell of smoke. There's a strong smell of smoke that's going out across this world. Men, praise God, are starting to preach again, amen, that there is a hell. There's a place to shun, but there's also a place of glory. A place that we can attain to through the Lord Jesus Christ because He's made us promises and He's brought us into partakers of the promise that'll issue us up into the presence of God, to the kingdom of God. One day in a little while, praise God, we can enter into there. The Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. But our consciousness will take us to that. If we ain't very careful, our loved ones would be taken into that place of our consciousness, that place where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. Not only does that deal with your consciousness, but that deals with your feeling. Amen. Be able to feel that awful place. It'd be bad enough just in your mind to realize the smoke and the fire, and amen, in your mind to realize it, but to have it, the pain that goes along with it. It's real, youngins. It's real, and people really go there. We need to be praying. We need whatever. He said, whatever it takes to bring them into the family of God, to help them. He said, it's time that we reevaluate our situation. It's time that we get closer to God than we've ever been. Amen. So that Christ, so we see Christ in us, that blessed hope of glory. So they never have to go to that awful place called hell. Amen. I'm glad God's prepared us a place. And if it's prepared for me and you, amen, that there's a place of burning, there's a place of fire, but there's also a place of help and hope. There's a place where we can shine forth, praise God, at noonday sun, amen. I see the last thing that God wants to do, God Almighty, He wants to finish this thing up and deliver the kingdom to His Father, the kingdom of God, amen. In 1 Corinthians chapter number 15, he says in verse 24, let me just go back and read from verse 20. It'll make it make more sense to you. He said, but now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, and by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all died, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterward they that are Christ at His coming. Are you saved today? Are you born again? Amen. If you're saved, born again, praise God, you're Christ. You belong to Him. Praise God. He said, then cometh the end when He shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father. When He shall put down all rule and all authority and power. For He must reign till He hath put all enemies under His feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. Amen. Praise God. For He hath put all things under His feet, but when He saith all things are put under Him, it is manifest that He is accepted which did put all things under Him. And when all things shall be subdued unto Him, then shall the Son also Himself be subject unto Him that put all things under Him, and God may be all in all. Amen. Praise God. Said, God Almighty, Lord Jesus Christ, is going to fix this thing up. He's going to finish it. He's going to finish the work. Amen. He's going to subdue everything to Himself, and then He's going to hand it over to the Father. Amen. Praise God. And pour into the portals of the kingdom of God. Praise His holy name. The wicked, the vile, the iniquity of this world is going to be burnt up. Amen. It's going to be burnt up. The Bible tells in Matthew 13:30, he said, listen to what it says. It said, let both grow together under the harvest. That's in the kingdom of heaven. And in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares and bind them in bundles to burn. He didn't say burn them. He said, get them ready, because there's a strong smell of smoke to those that are defied and rejected the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. But He said, gather the wheat in my barn. Amen. That fruit, that's productive, that'll work, praise God. He said, gather into my barn. In Matthew chapter 13, verse 43, and I'm done, the Bible says this, then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Amen. The kingdom of God. Ain't He our Father? He said, let the righteous shine like the sun, rejoicing, praising, big smiles on your face. Amen. Hey, listen, don't frown. We ought to go. Hey, it takes more energy to frown than it does to smile. We ought to just smile real big and say, to God be the glory. God, take me, use me, that others might see Christ in me. You know when they'll see Christ in us? When we have a smile on our face and joy in her heart. Amen. Smile. There's a strong smell of smoke, youngins. God Almighty's trying to get our attention. Amen. Boy, it's hateful, it's burning, it's aggravating, it's offensive. But man, I want to say there's a sweet smell of the rose of Sharon. praise God, that we can smell the Lord Jesus Christ, get the aroma on you, and it makes all the difference to everybody you come in contact with. Changes our countenance, changes who we are. He said, then the righteous shall shine forth as the sun. That's pretty bright, isn't it? In the kingdom of their Father. And then he finishes, the Lord finishes with this statement, who hath ears to hear, let him hear. You know what he's saying to us, Brother Billy? He's saying, are you listening? I'm trying to tell you something. I'm trying to help you here. They had asked a question. He said, this is not... I mean, that's so simple, even a little child can understand it when he gave them the answer to the parable. Amen. Just as simple as a child could understand it. But he said, are you listening? What he's asking us today, children, hey, let's say it's a strong smell of smoke. Amen. God Almighty's about fed up with all the ungodliness of this world. But he said, hey, if you'll listen, if you'll hear me, praise God, we can fix this by attaining the promises that's already been made in Christ Jesus our Savior. By coming to the Lord Jesus Christ, I say, Lord, here I am. Lord, help me to be that productive, fruit-bearing disciple that you can use for your glory. So I can be a help, not only to myself, but to somebody else. Amen? When we come with an attitude of praise and rejoicing in the Lord Jesus Christ, when we come in repentance, amen? He said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. He said, everything you need, if we'll just cry to the Lord, say, Lord, forgive me an old sinner, and help me be what you'd have me to be. Amen?